Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan. Welcome to today's show. My name is Tasneem and this is the show all about simple reminders for the believers of the Dhikrayat. Alhamdulillah, this brings us to week 4 of this remarkable Ramadan series on Dhikrayat. Rabbi shah li sidri wa yasir li am wahlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We begin the show in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna alhamdulillahi nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa na'udhu billahi min sharuri anfusina wa min sayyi'atina a'malina. And we also begin by praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you've just joined us, you're on Medium Wave 1548, coming to you live from our studios in Indonesia. And on this Tuesday afternoon, alhamdulillah, we've come towards the end of Ramadan, of this blessed, beautiful month. And we've been discussing in the series of the show different ways in order for us to make this Ramadan a remarkable one. And alhamdulillah, this brings us to week 4. And in today's show, we're kicking off speaking about how to free your spirit from the love of this world. And from people and from things. And remember, everything in this world is temporary. Your parents, your spouse, your children, your relatives, your friends, your house, your new car, your job, everything. And we need to use these last few days of Ramadan to detach yourself from the love for everything in this world. Because in the end, only Allah remains. SubhanAllah, so I'm so quite excited to do today's show. Alhamdulillah, I found some fascinating research when I was doing the prep for the show. And every week I get so excited to share all this that I'm learning with the listeners out there. So do share your thoughts and your views by calling us in. And the lines are open. The number to call is 011-854-1548. And like I always say, I love listening to your interaction and hearing from you. So please don't be shy. Give us a call. Okay, and then during this blessed month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, Radio Islam has been doing a theme of the beautiful 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to get closer to Allah through these beautiful 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's show, we're discussing al-Mughi, the enricher, the bestower of wealth, the fulfiller of needs. Allah is the one who gives wealth abundantly. He is the one who provides all that is needed. The one whose wealth fulfills all needs, the one who enriches all of creation. He is the one who creates all appearances of independence or self-sufficiency, the one who bestows satisfaction and contentment, the one who bestows spiritual wealth. Ghani, from the same root word, denotes the one whose essential nature is independence, self-sufficiency, and supreme wealth. Mughi denotes specific deeds done by the one in bestowing wealth. Allah is the grantor of wealth. Why are some servants given more wealth than others, we might ask? There are various answers to this question. We all just look at one. Poverty may be for some people better than richness, and richness is better for some others. In the same way, health is more beneficial for some, and it is reported in a hadith al-Qudsi, even if there is a controversy about its authenticity, that among my slaves there are those for whom nothing is better than richness. And if I were to impoverish them, they would be corrupted. And among my slaves there are those of whom nothing is better than poverty. And if I were to make them rich, they would be corrupted. I manage the affairs of my slaves. I am indeed the all-aware of their circumstances. From the above, we understand that Allah provides according to His wisdom. SubhanAllah. This is one of the beautiful 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mughi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you've just joined us, you're on Medium Wave 1548, coming to you live from our studios in Indonesia. And this is the show all about simple reminders for the believers of Dhikrayat with me, Tasneem. So today's show, we're discussing we've come now to the fourth week in our series, Remarkable Ramadan, on Dhikrayat, and we're discussing how to cure ourselves from the love of this world. SubhanAllah. So I found this topic really fascinating and interesting because it's something that we all struggle with, and myself on a personal level. So alhamdulillah, I speak to myself first. You know, we all love this world, this dunya. I love this dunya, you love the dunya, we all love dunya. Its love has been instilled in our hearts from a very young age. And we love its houses, we love its cars, we love its clothes, we love its money, its fame, its honor, status and power. You know, when dunya comes to me, I get excited and I'm happy. And when dunya is taken away from me, we feel, you know, you and me, we feel sad and we feel miserable. We love this world, but this world doesn't love us back. You can give this world everything you have and it will take it and give you nothing in return. Allah, the creator of this world, the one who knows this world better than anyone else, Allah says in the Quran, and what is this life of this world except the enjoyment of delusion? Allah says this world, this worldly life is nothing but an illusionary enjoyment. Illa mata'ul ghurur. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this world. And yet you and I, we hanker and we, you know, we burn ourselves out trying to acquire everything that we can out of this dunya. We think that by gaining all of these pleasures that we are going to reach some kind of contentment. And this in itself is deception. Because if we look at it, happiness is not just about how much we have. This dunya is not real. Happiness is rather how much we can live without. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has told us that nothing will satisfy the hunger of insan in her quest for this world. Nothing will satisfy our hunger except one thing. And what did our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? He said, "Accept the dirt." Accept the dirt, meaning that when we enter our grave, only then will we be truly satisfied. My Prophet and your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that if insan, the son of Adam, had a valley of gold, guess what? He would want and he would wish he had another. And this is the inclination of human beings. This is who we are. This is how Allah Ta'ala has created us. Within this weakness, we have this love for dunya. And Allah says in the Quran that we will love dunya intensely, Allah says. Man's love for this world is severe. Allah says so himself in the Quran. So it's naturally to become in love with this world and all the world and all the things the world has to offer us. And Allah Ta'ala has made these things at our service. He's created the night and the day for us to take rest and for us to work during the day. And he's created the oceans and the seas for us to travel upon. And he's created all these beautiful ni'mats for us to get closer to him. But when we become obsessed, and when these beautiful things become a distraction, this is what I'm talking about. This is what the show is all about. This hub ed dunya, this love that we have, this obsession that we have for the dunya. And this is what we need to think about for today's show, inshallah. And let it be a life-changing realization for us, inshallah. These are the last few nights that we have, blessed nights, the best nights in the whole year, inshallah. May we search for Laylatul Qadr and may we find Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. And then, inshallah, make dua that Ya Allah, take this love for dunya out of our hearts, because it's something that we don't take cognizance of. We just, you know, we're so in denial most of the time that we actually need to sit and we need to ponder. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us in hadith to ponder, what does this world actually mean to us? And I think, speaking to myself first, we really need to take this time out. We have a few nights left. And we need to sit and we need to think, what is our relationship with this dunya? What are we here for? What is our purpose? What are we going to leave behind? And inshallah, we all want to leave a good legacy behind where people will speak good of us. And, you know, people will miss our presence. But inshallah, we will leave things that people will remember us by, good ways of remembering us by, inshallah. So death once asked life. He said, Why does everyone love you, but yet they hate me? So life responded and life said back, because you, death, you are a painful truth, while I am a beautiful lie. That is the reality of this world, my dear mothers and sisters. There is no happiness here. And I don't mean to sound negative and I don't mean to burst anybody's bubbles. But if you come into dunya thinking you're going to be happy, you are delusional. because dunya is a place, it's a testing ground. Because true happiness and true contentment is not in this world. Allah, the creator of this world, the creator of true happiness, has told us that the only place, the only location you will ever find true happiness is where? Allah says so himself in the Quran. Where will we find happiness? He says, verily in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest. And this is what Allah says in the Quran. True happiness, true contentment, that's where you find it. In the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what this show is all about. Al-dhikrayat. It's reminders. We need to be reminders because as insan we are forgetful. So inshallah every week we remind each other about the importance, about our purpose and about why we are here. And inshallah try and get this love of dunya out of our hearts and have dunya in your hands, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala has put dunya out there for us to benefit you and to get closer to Him. To use these means in order for you to be comfortable, in order for you to reach Him in a way that is most pleasing to Him. But not to have dunya in our hearts, because the only thing that belongs in our hearts is the remembrance of Allah. Because Allah says so Himself, that verily in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest. Subhanallah. So not in this world, not in things. And He has also told us the opposite in the Quran. Allah says, whoever stays away from my remembrance, from my faith, from my path, from my way, whoever stays away from it, guess what? Guess what Allah says? Allah says, Allah promises for that person a miserable life. So this is a life of depression, of pain, of anxiety, of feeling down and miserable. Allah has promised you this. If you don't remember me, you will have a miserable life. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah 20, in verse 124, whoever turns away from my remembrance indeed will have a depressed life. Allah says so clearly in black and white. If you don't have Allah in your life, you will never be happy. Regardless of how much money, how many people you have around you, how many things you have, the equation is simple. Allah equals happiness. That is the simple equation. We need to break it down to that. If you want true happiness, then start walking towards Allah. Allah will run towards you, inshallah. And this comes in a hadith al-Qudsi where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, take baby steps towards Allah, something to that effect. That if we walk unto Allah, Allah comes running unto us. Allah just wants us to make that little bit of effort. Don't exhaust your effort and waste your life. You are chasing a mirage. You are chasing something that Allah has promised us. It will be destroyed. This thing that we're chasing, it's temporary, it's transient, it's not going to be here forever. If you want true happiness, run towards Allah. Allah will give you happiness in this world, in your qabr, and in your final real home, in your everlasting home, which is Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. The home that has no pain, Jannatul Firdaus has no hurt, no sadness. Jannah, that's what we're seeking. Jannah, the home of eternal bliss and happiness. This is where our happiness lies. This is where our true sustenance, our true satisfaction, this is where we belong. We haven't been created for dunya. Dunya has been created for us. We have been created for Jannah, inshallah. The dunya comes in another form besides money and things, and this might surprise you. It comes in the form of a thing that we love, the things we chase in dunya, the approval of people. It comes in the relationships that we have, the respect of people, the love of people, the praise of people, the likes that we have on Facebook and Instagram. This is also dunya. Al-haq mutakathur. These are all different forms of things that distract us from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that distracts you from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is all dunya because it's all temporary. Our heart is a spiritual heart. Your soul has been created from alim arwa. Your soul is going to be everlasting until Jannatul Firdaus, and we're not settling for anything less, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a believer is someone with high expectations. We never ever put ourselves down in terms of how much we deserve. Not that we are deserving of it, but we know the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have hope and we have this desire to be with the Anbiya and to be with the Awliya and to be with the Sadiqeen. We have hope and we have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we pray for Jannatul Firdaus. And these are all different forms of things that distract us from the love of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and do not disgrace me on the day when they are all brought back, the day when no wealth or children will help anybody. Allah goes on to say that the day when all of that will not benefit anyone except for the one who comes back to Allah with a heart that is salim, a qalbun salim, a heart that is pure, a heart that is sound, a heart that is healthy. And we spoke a lot about this last week when we spoke about cleansing the heart, getting rid of vengeance, of hatred, how to forgive, how to show mercy so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can show mercy unto us. Allah is giving us the formula of how to be successful. True success in dunya, in qabr, and in akhirah. This is ultimate success. When this life is over and we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of us are going to be rich and some of us are going to be bankrupt. And when we think, who are the people who are going to be bankrupt? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your prophet and my prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us one of the definitions of a bankrupt person. One day, the sahaba has asked him, who is a poor person? Who is a bankrupt person? And, you know, the companion said, the one who has no money. That's what their definition was of a bankrupt person. And if you have to think yourself, when you think of bankruptcy, you think of somebody that has no money. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, the bankrupt person on the day of judgment is the one who has come to Allah and they have prayed and they have fasted just like how we have. And they have done these obligations, but they have abused people. They have insulted people. They have slandered people. They have backbited people. They have hurt people. Until all of those people who have hurt, who we have hurt, continue to take their good deeds until they are left with nothing. That's bankruptcy. And then when they finish all their good deeds, now they have to take those people's bad deeds upon themselves. This is a bankrupt person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being this type of person. The Quran is a healing for our sick hearts and for our souls. The fasting is a healing for our sick hearts and for our souls. A healing for our challenges and our obstacles. The Quran gives us a completely different worldview. It tells us that, see, all of this is not real. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Hadid, this is the 20th surah in ayat number 21. Allah says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, know that the life of this world is but an amusement and diversion, an adornment and a boasting. And Allah goes on to say that to one another and competition in increase of wealth and children, because we go about, you know, competing with our wealth, with our children and boasting about them. And Allah goes on to say that it's an example, like the example of rain whose plant growth pleases the tillers. Then it dries and you see it turned yellow. Then it becomes like scattered debris. And in the hereafter, severe punishment and forgiveness from Allah and approval. And what is this worldly life except the enjoyment of delusion? And Allah says, race towards forgiveness from your Lord and a garden whose width is like the width of the heavens and the earth prepared for those who believe in Allah and His messengers. That is the bounty of Allah, which He gives to whom He wills. And Allah is the possessor of great bounty. Subhanallah. Inshallah, we will take a look further into this topic when we come back from the break. Hubbed Dunya. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan. Welcome to the show of Dhikrayat. And if you've just joined us, you're on Medium Wave 1548 coming to you live from our studios in Lanesia. I'm Tasneem and this is the show called Dhikrayat. Today we're discussing how to free your heart from the love of this world and the reality of this world. We all love the dunya, we all love this worldly life and all the glamour it contains, from its cars to its houses to its wealth and subhanAllah, all the luxuries Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. We also desire its riches, its comforts, and the sparks of happiness it brings. We love it. Its effect none of us can deny. Allah says in the Quran that our love for this dunya is going to be severe. Man's love for this world is severe. Allah says so Himself in the Quran. So it's natural to feel this love for this dunya. But I think the important thing, and this is what we're discussing today, is not to become obsessive in our love for this dunya and to have dunya in our hearts in our hands and not in our hearts. This is the aim. So as we venture into this topic, the word dunya in itself represents its worth in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world and never ever looked at it again. The word dunya, which means danu or dani, which means that which is the lowest and that which is humiliated. That alone should tell us where this dunya stands in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before I continue, the lines are open. The number to call is 011-854-1548. And the SMS number to dial is the WhatsApp number, 072-786-1548. So the number to call is 011-854-1548. The WhatsApp number, for those of you that are a bit shy and refuse to come on air, the number to dial to WhatsApp is 072-786-1548. And today's topic is all about the love for this world and how to get this love for this world out of our hearts and into our hands, inshallah. And use these ni'mats and these blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in order for us to get closer to Him. So speaking about the literal meaning of the word dunya, dunya means the lowest of the low. That alone should tell us where this dunya stands in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and where it should stand in our sight. Ibn al-Qayyum, in his elucidation in Miftah ad-Darus Sahaba, where he speaks about the realities of this world in Miftah ad-Darus Sa'ada, he says something very interesting. He says that the dunya knows its worth, and because it knows its worth, it decorates itself hoping that it can delude a person for as long as possible. There's a beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if this world was to mean anything to Allah, if it was to be in value to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than the wing of a mosquito, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not allow the one who rejects Him to even have a sip of water. Let us think about that for a moment. This dunya has no value in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes, nor does a person who has immersed themselves in this dunya have any value to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nor do the vessels that carry our souls have any value to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not look at our bodies. He doesn't look at our appearances. He doesn't look at what we drive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your heart. And so what gives us value as people is that which is not of this world. This is our spiritual heart, our taqwa, our iman, our faith, our hope in Allah. This is what gives us value. The value of this dunya is not worth more than a weight of a mosquito. Subhanallah. Ibn al-Qayyum rahimallah says, as for the believers, because of their knowledge of Allah and what Allah has informed them of the nature of this dunya, they also are not deluded by it. They also see no value in it. And so they decide to abandon this world in the spiritual sense before the world abandons them. Subhanallah, and that's an extremely powerful message. Imagine, these are the ulul albab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran, the intelligent ones. They decide to abandon the world spiritually before the world abandons them physically. Which means that spiritually you are able to break those shackles. And Allah says in the Quran, because Allah says that man's love for this world is severe. So spiritually we detach ourselves from this world and from this love for this dunya. Because Allah says that this world is nothing more than the weight of a mosquito's wing. Not even an entire mosquito, just the wing of a mosquito. Subhanallah. The lines are open. The number to call is 011-854-1548. And if you're a bit shy, the number to WhatsApp is 072-786-1548. And like I said, I love hearing from you and I love the interaction. So please do give us a call. So today's topic, we're speaking all about hubb ad-dunya, how to detach ourselves from this dunya. These are the last few days of Ramadan that we have upon us in these beautiful nights that we can take time out to sit and ponder. And this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encourages us to do, to think about this life that we have. And what are we hankering about? What are we running after? Yet the sad part about it is, as much as we love this world, it will never love us back and only ever run away from us. The truth is, this world will only ever tempt you, tease you, and eventually break your heart. So you're basically setting yourself up for failure, the failure to find contentment in this life. You see, no matter how much of the world's treasures you acquire, it'll never satisfy your desires because those treasures are only temporary. We need to seek from the treasures that are below the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those are eternal. These things of dunya will never make you content. It'll almost always, you're going to wish for more. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if the son of Adam were given a valley of gold, he would want another valley. So almost every time the world offers you something of value, it'll quickly divert your attention to the next best thing. Think about yourself. I mean, really sit and ponder and introspect. When was the last time you bought something new for yourself, whether it was a new set of dishes or cutlery or a new pair of shoes? And how long did that excitement last? Till you needed another new pair, because that goes out of fashion and then you want something else, and this is just the nature of insan. We seem to have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Tasneem. How are you, Sister?
Alhamdulillah. And how are you?
Alhamdulillah, Sister Tasneem.
And what is your name?
It is Zainab.
Jazakallah for calling in, Zainab. Where are you calling us from?
From Lanesia.
From Lanesia, okay.
Yeah.
Ahlan wa sahlan. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'd like to read something.
Gee, go ahead. That's lovely.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Peace, the goal of life. You will attain what you want only if you seek for where it is. If you want happiness, seek for it in Allah, the foundation, source of the highest bliss. Seek not in little perishable sensual objects. If you aspire for power, then seek the Supreme of Allah, who is omnipotent and all-powerful. Seek not in the name and fame, in petty positions, in empires and colonies, in wealth and in machine guns. If you want prosperity, acquire it in righteousness, not in art, artificial living, in bungalows and motor cars. And if you seek for happiness, prosperity, power and glory in the things of this world, you will suffer the fate of the drowning man who mounted a crocodile to save himself, mistaking it for a log of wood. Pain, sorrow, misery and endless suffering will be your lot. Remember this. Be not deluded. Wake up, wake up. This very moment. Not postpone your search for Allah. Life is uncertain and fickle. Time is most precious. You will weep later on when tragedy strikes you, when your body is old and weak, when all those whom you loved so dearly desert you.
SubhanAllah.
This worldly things is nothing on this earth. You know, the most important thing is happiness, muhabbat, to be good to people, to be kind, to forgive. That's more important, as you always mention, and all the other callers who also phone in, who mention, who speak also very nicely. Mm-hmm. They mention about that life is short, and you know, this we're not going to gain anything from this worldly things.
Yes,
Allah only looks in your heart, and keep it that way, and always that way.
Even now,
Ramzan, the people are good. They, you know, like automatically, so much barakat in everyone and in everything we do. Mm-hmm. And when we're fasting and in everything, is such a difference. Like we can feel the difference, you know.
Yes.
The peace and how you everybody's good with everyone. The neighbors are good. They're sending food to each other. Everyone is helping the needy, the poor. And in every way, you know, this makes a big difference. So even after Ramzan, people must stay the same.
May Allah Ta'ala grant us that understanding, inshallah.
Gee, they mustn't have jealousy, they mustn't have hatred, they mustn't gossip, they must not look down on the poor people, they must be humble, they must stay good. Always stay that way.
Inshallah.
And always be the same. Gee.
JazakAllah so much, Sister Zainab. I love the part where you read, wake up, wake up. Because this is what we really need to do, you know. We're coming to the end of Ramadan, inshallah. Let us not lose focus of the end goal, inshallah. But like you said, it's not just about being good in this month, we need to stay steadfast for the rest of the 11 months, inshallah.
Inshallah.
May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding of all the beautiful words that you recited out for us, and keep us in your beautiful du'as, inshallah.
Jazakallah. And also make du'a for you and everybody in the whole ummah. And all of our Muslim brothers in suffering, that's suffering all over the world, you know. Whatever they're going through, we must also make a lot of du'a for them. We must never forget them. And remember, that's also a test for them, and that's also a test for all of us here.
Allah Ta'ala grant them all afia, inshallah.
Allah is watching everything. Allah knows everything. So, yeah, we must be aware and we must wake up.
Jazakallah so much. Jazakallah for your beautiful interaction. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sister Zainab calling us from Lanesia. The lines are still open, 011-854-1548. And if you're a bit shy, don't feel like coming on to air, which I would love for you to hear from you. But if you want to WhatsApp, the number is 072-786-1548. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan. Welcome back to Adhikrayat with me, Tasneem. We've come to almost the end of the show and the end of this beautiful month, Ramadan. Today we're speaking about how to free your soul and how to free your spirit from the love for this dunya. The lines are open. The number to call is 011-854-1548. If you're a bit shy and don't feel like coming on the air, then you can WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. We're coming to you live from our studios in Lanesia on Medium Wave 1548. So while doing research for the show, I came across a beautiful description of the world, the reality of this dunya, by Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayh. And he told a story of a man walking in the jungle, you know, and this really, really stuck with me and got me thinking. And Imam Ghazali goes on to say that this man is walking in the jungle and he comes across a roaring lion. And it started to chase him, and the man ran as fast as he could, and he escaped from it. He noticed a well in front of him, and he jumped inside the well, hoping to escape from the lion. And once he's inside the well, he manages to grab onto some rope. The man was so relieved, but when he looked down at the bottom of the well, he saw an enormous snake with his jaws wide open, ready to swallow him up. So, subhanAllah, it just gets worse and worse. Then this man looked up and he saw that the lion was still trying to get him from outside the well. Just then, two mice he sees. He sees one black mouse and one white mouse. And the mice appeared and started to chew on the top of the rope that the man is holding onto. The man is now desperately trying to find a way to get out of this predicament. He noticed a honeycomb in front of him, which has delicious honey dripping from it. And he stuck his finger in to get to the honey, and he takes the honey that is on his fingertip and places it upon his tongue. The sweetness of the honey momentarily makes him forget about the lion, the snake, and even the two mice. SubhanAllah, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh explains that the lion is like death, which is always chasing us. The snake is like the grave into which every person will fall. The rope is like a person's life. The white mouse and the black mouse are like the day and the night respectively, which are always eating away at our life, and the rope that is our life. The honey is like the dunya. Look, listen to this. The honey is like the dunya, and with its momentarily sweetness, it makes us forget about our death, about our grave, and about a day which will come and we will have to stand before our Creator to answer for all we have done in this dunya. SubhanAllah, this really, really got me thinking. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those who are successful in the dunya, in the qabr, and in the akhirah, and always remain constantly in His dhikr, and always remain in high state of taqwa, always being conscious of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's presence. Inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those. The number to call is 011-854-1548, and the lines are still open. Just looking at how to remedy, how can we cure this disease of hubb-e-dunya? Number one, we need to reflect on the reality of the world. You know the world for what it is. Don't make it more than what it is. It's a ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within our lives to make it easier for us to use the benefits that He's given us in our lives, to make shukr for what He has given us in our life. But also to understand that it's transient, that it's temporary, and that whatever we get out of this dunya is just going to help us in our life here. And when we go to our graves, when a person goes, first of all, the person goes alone. No one will go with him. No one is going to answer for him. You can't say, I did this and I did that for my parents. We seem to have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. So I'd just like to share a dua which a friend of mine shared with me some time back.
Okay, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Kelvin.
And your name is?
Mumtaz.
Jazakallah, Mumtaz. Please go ahead.
It's Allahumma la taj'al dunya akbara hamina. It's Ya Allah, take the love for this world out of me. And I promise you, since I've been reading it, I've seen such a remarkable difference in my life.
SubhanAllah, can you just repeat that dua for the benefit of the listeners, please?
Allahumma la taj'al dunya akbara hamina.
SubhanAllah.
Jazakallah
so much for sharing. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The second thing we can try to do is to remember death. Remembering death, because it comes in a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, remember death abundantly. It's very, very important for us to remember. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses the word abundance, you know, to show us that we need to think of death often. And by thinking about death, it makes us refocus and realign to what our purpose is. And, you know, start taking life one day at a time and not start hankering over what we still need to achieve in this dunya. The only thing that we need to achieve is what is going to benefit us in the akhirah and in our qabr, inshallah. So to remember death in abundance, because this is something that is the breaker of desire. It's a breaker of our nafs. It's a breaker of the hope of dunya. Our heart is not a vacuum. You take something out, you have to put something in its place. You take out hope dunya, you have to put in hubullah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you take out the remembrance of the dunya, you have to put in the remembrance of death and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that when you take something out, you have to put something in, but the opposite, which is of more benefit, inshallah. Number three, we can try to work on those matters that will help you after death, inshallah. Everyone naturally fears death, but there are two reasons why a person may fear death. You fear it because it will make you end this world. You have to leave this world. You have to leave the pleasures. You have to leave the enjoyments. You have to leave your family. You have to leave your loved ones. And that's the wrong reason to fear death. And the fear of a mu'min has of death is that I'm not ready to die. My deeds are not good enough. I haven't done enough tawbah. I haven't repented for this deed that I did. I haven't changed my life. I'm not presentable in the court of Allah. I'm not ready to be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a different kind of fear. And this is a good kind of fear because it makes you want to do better, get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know better. I think ilm is extremely important because the more you learn, inshallah, the better you will do. Because ilm is a light. It's the light that brightens up your Sirat al-Mustaqim, and then you know which path to tread. And inshallah, that will only be the straight path, because every single day in our salah, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us onto that straight path. May Allah ta'ala show us the way, inshallah. Number four, when we feel attachment towards something, the ulama have advised us, and the elders and the friends of Allah have advised us to give this away for the pleasure of Allah, in the path of Allah, fi sabilillah. Every one of us are attached to different things. When you feel excessive attachment to something and you feel that it makes you negligent or heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then give it away. And this is very difficult to do. But Allah ta'ala will give you much better in the akhirah, inshallah. So it's very, very important for us to get rid of these things that we hold on to so deeply. And then another thing we can try to work on is work against the nafs through, you know, constantly being conscious about it to increase your taqwa. The nafs is something that it's from this material world. It will bring you down to the material world and to the ruh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given everyone a soul. The ruh is made from alime amar, made from the spiritual realm. It's made from the spiritual substance, and the ruh tries to bring you up. Allah ta'ala has put both the khair and the shar in everyone. We have evil and we have goodness within ourselves. So dunya is like a shadow. We're going to be constantly trying to chase it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so beautifully in a beautiful hadith that comes in Mishkat and many other books as well, but in a section of Mishkat called Kitab al-Riqaq. And this part of Mishkat, this kitab in Mishkat, Kitab al-Riqaq, is called this because it's things that can soften the heart. It has the potential and the power to melt the heart. Because when we become so engrossed and obsessed with this world, our hearts become hard. And these hadith have an effect on the heart where it can break through this hardness. It encourages a person to remember the akhirah. Dunya is the root word of dunya is a dal, noon, and waw, which means a very, very low comparison to what is above it. So if you compare it to the akhirah and compare it to your jannah, the dunya is a very, very low place. And it also means closer, which means there is something after it. And as insan, we want to grab whatever's close, because man is created out of haste and man is impulsive. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about many hadith in this kitab, the compilation of the hadith that are meant to soften, that have the power and potential to melt your heart. But just for the purposes of this show, because we're almost out of time, I just like to mention one hadith. It's one of my favorite hadith because it's so visual. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with a sahaba one day and he showed his finger and he spoke to the sahaba and he told them, imagine if I had to put my finger in the ocean, something to this effect. And he told the sahaba and encouraged the sahaba to ponder and to think, because we are ulul albab, we are people of intellect that think. And he said, how much water will remain on my fingertip? And when I put my finger in the ocean, how much water will remain on my fingertip? And how long will it stay on my fingertip? And he encouraged the sahaba to sit and ponder and think about this. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that tip of water on my fingertip, that is the dunya. And the rest of the ocean, that is the akhirah. Subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding and, you know, give us the reality of this hadith and let us talk about these hadith so it can soften our hearts, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala make this Ramadan, you know, strengthen our beliefs in all the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May He give us miraculous healing through these last few nights, inshallah, where we can cleanse our hearts, cleanse our souls, and rid our souls of this hubb dunya. And, you know, think about all those that are suffering and all those that are sick in our families and our communities and all across the world. And in the spirit of believing in miracles, I also pray that this last few nights of Ramadan, that we all come together, that our hearts come together in the spirit of love and service across our families, across our communities, across our ummah, and across the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, me, and everyone around us, and keep us in the best of health, in the best of iman, love and service throughout this blessed few nights, inshallah. From me and my engineer Jahangir, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and have a splendid Eid Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.